the names of these right here, those.
Oh, Upper Northern Communities, okay. Alaska, Yukon Territory, British Columbia, Alberta, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming.
Okay, that's great. I think we've been over the rest of those.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and that's a couple more things I know I've missed. Even though I've been here, what would it seem like?
I've enjoyed it, although it's kind of silly to me, you know, because, as I say, I have time remembering names, and I have time of remembering time, you know, dates and things like that. But other than that,
Do you have any last story that you wanted to tell that you didn't get a chance to tell?
One of my life story?
Any story that you wanted to tell? Remember when I left you?
I told you I had been scared lots of times.
Yeah,
oh, okay. I was just barely. Now, let's see. I graduated from high school in 1932 down here. So I went right directly to college. And then I was interrupted because of the deaths in the family at Christmas time. Then I went and to the school where there were 3 boys and a little girl. They were, two of the older 2 children were larger than I was, because I was only just barely 18. And the little log schoolhouse was quite a ways, about a quarter of a mile from the house where I boarded. And of course I had to sleep in the schoolhouse. And you know, I'd never been up in the mountains and had to stay alone. And so I finally asked the lady if she would let the oldest girl come up and sleep with me. So that was fine. Everything was lovely. And along towards spring, something awakened us, and we could hear, it sounded like a bear trying to get into the door of the schoolhouse. Well, there wasn't anything. We couldn't open the door. We were too scared to do that. And so the schoolhouse had sliding windows like this, just about that far from the door. And we threw everything in the schoolhouse, all the wood that we'd chopped, all the erasers, everything that had any body to it at outside. And finally, it quit scratching or chewing. And so then the next morning when we got up, all that stuff was outside, you know, all of our equipment. So we went out and got it. And there on the doorstep was this porcupine's teeth marks, where he'd been chewing on the chalk that I had swept out. You know, it was salty, I guess. But that was one of the real bad scares that I had.
Are there a lot of porcupines around here?
Not here, but in the mountains there are quite a few,
And what was the name of that town that you taught in?
There was no town. It was a country. It was above Arlington. Above Arlington. It was on 3 Mile, and it was the White School, Frank White School. And the funny part about that, now this is way back when, he was making moonshine in the cellar up there. And of course, I'd been raised around it. I could smell that mash. I knew what was going on. But I never said anything. I knew enough to keep my mouth shut. During those times, you know, that was a depression, and he had children to raise, and it seemed like there was plenty of people that had money for liquor.
Yeah.
You know, so.
How many years do you think you have lived in this county?
In this county, well, I don't really. I claim that I've lived here. You're asking me how old I am. 74 years. But during that time, we went to Nebraska one winter to leave the folks so they could take a vacation. Then we went to California, and we were out there 2 years, and Louis couldn't get acclimated out there.
What part of California were you in?
First we went to some beach. We lived there with all the fleas, and they about killed my daughter, so we moved into Hawthorne. And then from Hawthorne, where the scorpions were, we moved into Inglewood. And we thought maybe if we got into certain places, he wouldn't have such headaches and be so sick, you know, at night when he'd come home from work. And finally we decided, he went to the doctor, and the doctor says, there's just one thing, you can't get acclimated to these geraniums that grow wild out here.